Hello, I'm David Kerr. I'm Professor of Cancer Medicine at the University of Oxford and past President of ESMO. And today I'd like to talk about a really interesting study that's been presented recently in the JNCI, furthering our search for the Holy Grail. By that I mean a biomarker that may allow us to select patients who will benefit most from bevacizumab. This is the NSABP adjuvant colorectal study C08, in which Micah Connell, Norman Walmark and colleagues looked at the addition of 1 year of bevacizumab to conventional adjuvant chemotherapy with FOLFOX. And the results of that trial were negative. However, what they've done here is they've done a post hoc, therefore a subset analysis, looking at molecular markers to see if they can find any correlations between the genotype of the cancer and those patients that might respond best to bevacizumab. Well-conducted study. And what they did was they identified those 12.5% of MMR-deficient tumours who do seem to have a significantly better survival benefit with bevacizumab compared to those the majority of those MMR-proficient tumours. It was an immunohistochemical study. It was using a well-recognised technique, so the laboratory stuff is very sound indeed. The statistical analysis using a Cox's proportional hazards model is entirely appropriate. It shows that the hazard ratio for those MMR-deficient tumours was 0.52, p-value of 0.02, reasonably wide confidence intervals compared to a hazard ratio of almost exactly 1 for those patients with MMR-proficient tumours. So it comes with all the data warning that it's a post hoc analysis. It's a fishing exercise. It wasn't pre-planned. But really interesting results. Is it biologically plausible? Well, it could be. We know that the MMR deficient tumours are hypermutated. We've got this from the Cancer Genome Atlas. So these are tumours which are very highly immunogenic. And there does seem to be a role for VEGFA in terms of avoiding or escaping somewhat from immune surveillance. And the authors present quite a plausible biological rationale as to how the combination of bevacizumab and chemotherapy could reduce the number of circulating regulatory T cells, and therefore this might be the group of patients that would benefit most from bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting for colon cancer. Interesting study, very, very provocative, but of course requires confirmation from larger studies, so watch this space. Again, one step forward, possibly, in the search for the Holy Grail of a bevacizumab marker, but further work needing to be done. Thanks for listening, and as always, Medscapers ahoy. Thank you.